Hello again, and welcome back to Lulu's Happy Hour. 欢迎你又回到露露的小酒馆。It's a lazy Sunday afternoon, and I'm going to introduce a new segment on our show. 今天我要尝试一个新的节目的板块，叫做 Lulu's TV Picks, 露露荐剧。A lot of students have asked me to recommend TV shows and movies for them to watch, so that they can improve their language skills and also learn more about the background culture. Now, as a fanatic of English language TV shows and movies, 我自己作为一个资深的刷剧达人 I have definitely watched my share of English language TV shows. Not just American TV shows, but also a lot of British TV shows. Sometimes also TV shows from Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. So it's a good mixture. When it comes to watching TV shows and movies, we all have our preferences.For instance, my personal preference is definitely comedy, crime, supernatural, horror, suspense. And I understand whether you like a TV show or not is largely dependent on your own personal taste and preferences. 那我知道在看剧这方面肯定是众口难调，因为我们都有自己的 taste. But in this segment, what I want to do is to introduce some of the lesser known TV showsthat are a good combination of entertainment and language, so that you can enjoy watching the show, but also learn some language. 我在这个板块呢，是希望能推荐一些比较冷门一点的剧集，既有娱乐价值，又有大家可以学习到的语言点。Let's get into today's pick. This is a fairly new show. It's a British comedy called Quacks. The word quack,refers to someone who tries to pretend to be a doctor.
这个剧的译名现在是有两个版本，一个叫江湖郎中，一个叫怪诞医生。
I personally prefer perhaps the first one. It's a show that was aired in 2017, so it's very, very new. The first season has 6 episodes. It's a show that is set in the Victorian era.
那这个剧的背景呢，它是维多利亚时代。
For those of you who don't really know that much about the history of the United Kingdom, the Victorian era was the period of Queen Victoria's reign from 1837 to 1901. So this was the Victorian era. When English people think of the Victorian era, they tend to think of Charles Dickens,
有名的作家狄更斯。
They think of the British Empire, they think ofindustrialization,
会想到英帝国还有工业化。
These are some of the keywords of the Victorian era. This whole TV show is based on the stories of 3 doctors. But remember, this was almost 200 years ago. Essentially, it talks about the history of modern medicine. And a lot of the scene you might find really bizarre and absurd.
有很多很荒诞的剧情。
But some of them were actually based on real history. Going back to the story is based on 3 doctors. The first one is a surgeon, a specialist in surgery. A surgeon 是外科医生。And he is what we call a showman surgeon. A showman is someone who likes to show off. How did he show off, you ask? Well,When he performed surgery on patients, he would have audience. And these were just people who bought a ticket and came in to see the show, which was an operation.
那么这个爱出风头的外科医生，他做手术的时候，就有观众买票进来看的。
Many of you might think this is bizarre, this is unthinkable. But you know what? Even nowadays, sometimes you hear the word operating theater.
手术室现在还被叫做 operating theater.
You know the word theater, right? Theater is where you go to see a show. Early operating theater had raised tables and chairs at the center for performing operations and surrounded by rows of seats for students and other spectators, other audience, to observe the case in progress. In other words, back then, it was like a show.For students, medical students, and also for other people who wanted to see the surgery. And this is exactly what you would see in the show.
Nowadays, you think of surgeons. They're wearing these scrubs, they're wearing gloves and all that.
现在你会想到他穿手术服，会穿这个，会戴着帽子，然后会戴着手套。
But back in the days, the surgeons were just wearing street clothes and with an apron to protect them from bloodstains. And they operated barehanded. So they didn't wear gloves, they didn't wear special clothes, they didn't even sterilize their equipment. Sterilize. Sterilization
是消毒的意思。所以当时外科手术还是没有消毒的这个概念，医生就穿着他们平常的衣服，然后戴着一个围裙，然后围裙上都溅的是血，周围还有观众在看。
So you can imagine that with doctors in their daily clothes, with an apron, and just performing on the patient, with a bunch of people watching. It's a bizarre scenario. This was the first character, a surgeon. The second character is a dentist. Dentist is a tooth doctor.
牙医
He's not just a dentist, he's also a drug addict. So he is addicted to drugs. He's testing drugs every day. And eventually, he became an anesthetist, or anesthesiologist.
麻醉师
Very difficult to pronounce these two words. Anesthetist and anesthesiologist. So he was trying to convince the surgeon he could use these drugs on patients during the operation. And back then, the anesthetics he used were ether and chloroform.
当时用的麻醉剂是 ether, 乙醚和 chloroform, 氯仿或者也翻译作哥罗芳
chloroform. But because he was struggling, he didn't really have any money and he was in debt as well. So he eventually tried to get more money by selling snake oil on the streets. Snake oil. Snake oil,
并不能直接翻译成蛇油。
Snake oil is a remedy that those quacks or fake doctors, they were trying to sell on the street.
就是一些江湖郎中在外面骗人卖的这种狗皮膏药。
They would tell you it can cure everything. And those type of remedy are generally called snake oil. And the third doctor is a psychologist.
心理学家。
Back then, he was called an alienist.
当时的旧称管他叫 alienist.
And he would go to asylum. Asylum was the old name for a mental hospital.
就是的这个精神病院当时被叫做 asylum.
But remember, asylum has quite negative meaning. So nowadays, you don't hear them anymore.
更接近收容所或者疯人院的意思。
So asylum is not really used anymore to talk about mental hospital. And in this show, you also see some of the famous contemporaries. Contemporaries are people who lived in the same era. So in the show,You will see the guest appearance of Charles Dickens.
剧集里面你还能看到大文豪狄更斯
The one who wrote Tale of Two Cities. And also Florence Nightingale. Florence Nightingale. Listen to the name, Nightingale.
南丁格尔
This was the woman who made nursing a profession of honor. This whole show is based on black humor, satire, and absurdist comedy.Black humor
是黑色幽默
Satire 讽刺 Which is what British TV shows are very good at And absurdist comedy
荒诞派的喜剧
So if you want to watch it, keep those in mind Otherwise it would be very difficult for you to understand This show aims to be absurd, to be bizarre, to be shocking This is all part of absurdist comedy And it's all part of British humorIn the end, let's look at the review of that show.
最后我们来看一下各个媒体对于这个剧的评论。
Now, most of the mainstream media gave very positive reviews for the show, for its originality,
对它的原创性有很高的评价。
And also its ability to combine surreal humor with bizarre real historical events.
是对它这种能够把超现实的幽默感和医学历史上一些非常荒诞的史实结合在一起。
And some of the media are calling for a second series. I definitely would want to see the second season, 英剧不过瘾的地方就是一季太短了。
So that was Lulu's TV pick of the day.
以上就是露露荐剧第一期为你推荐的一个英国荒诞喜剧 Quacks.
Currently, it only has one season, 6 episodes. If you're interested, you should check it out. And I'm sure you know where to find the resources.
经常刷剧的小伙伴们一定知道在哪里可以找到资源。
If you have any comments, have any other recommendations that you would like to share, or you would like to discuss the show, drop me a line or leave a comment.
如果大家看过剧之后有什么感受，或者你有什么别的剧想推荐的话，你也可以留言或者私信。
If you like my show, please don't forget to follow and subscribe, and feel free to share my program with your friends.
如果喜欢我的节目，不要忘记关注和订阅专辑，并且和你的朋友分享我的专辑。
I'll see you next time. Bye.